I remember when I lost my mind. There was something very much about that day. Welcome to my podcast. D's Nuts is no longer with us. Sorry to say, so Ghosty is back. The original D just too weak. She was afraid of everything. I mean, she thinks this is after her. How can you be so stupid? I mean, why would they be after her? Right? I mean, she only went to the police with emails of someone telling herself to kill herself and then the school district. And, you know, my doctor knows everything about my lawyers and everything. Because I told them, I believe the school district was trying to get me to kill myself. Because they put me on Zoloft and then they had me stop abruptly. And they didn't give me a doctor. They didn't give me anything to, like, you're not supposed to just suddenly stop taking Zoloft, motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying is a lie, just like the police usually do whenever I fucking try to talk to them. No. I called the Fullerton Police Department and they falsely 5150'd me. If I have to get the papers from the Fullerton Police Department, then so be it. I will. I mean, I have to go get the papers from the Orange County Sheriff for when I call 911 for someone trying to run me over. And the sheriffs turn around and have their guns pointed at me. I had to go to the community pool to feel safe. Just because they have a restraining order on me. For some reason, their daughter is allowed to try to run me over. I take that very seriously because I was 5150 by the Fullerton Police Department because they said I was trying to get ran over. They're lying. Flat out lying. Just how they were lying when they 5150'd me here. They said I was scared of the world ending. I couldn't be further from the truth. So I'm here and this is what my podcast is for, to prove that everything that people say about me is a lie. They misconstrue things. I may say something, but they twist it to mean whatever they want. And that's what's happening to me. And I can prove it. Because the whole, like, HOA here where I live is fucking after me. I thought the condo was bad. Fuck. People in your Belinda are all white supremacists. Closet white supremacists. They don't even fucking know or realize it. And I mean, this guy had a token with him and he was calling me a racist and I'm like, I'm not even white. And he continued to like instigate it and cause me to split and get really mad. And he has it all on his cell phone. And that's what's being used against me. And so are my nipples, but I had a nip slip at the pool and, you know, they call the sheriff and, that could be indecent exposure, but I told them it was an accident. I acted like I did it on purpose. Do you think I would want to show my nipples on camera to the association when I know how they are? No. It's like I've gone and I've told that camera. I've even called the association, but they don't fucking listen to me. Case in point, this huge tree I have in my backyard. And my fence is pretty much leaning all to one side. And I hadn't been able to get the association to do something about it. And with the high winds, that tree came falling down so fast. Thank God, none of it was in my yard. Coincidence? I don't think so. I thought these neighbors were weird, but now I know it was the neighbors before them because I told them how my dad really died. They knew. So I don't know why my old neighbors here are fucking lying, saying that my dad walked over there and told them, because he never could walk. That's how I know you're such a liar. And because I legit thought her name was Brenda, and she keeps saying that I put B on an envelope and I meant bitch. And if, like, I'm so mean and scary, and if I'm out yelling, calling her a bitch, why wouldn't I have the guts to write it on the envelope? She's just proved everything that she said is wrong. It's all in her head. Because whatever you think is your reality, and whatever I think is my reality. She thought I was stalking her. I'm not. I never was. Don't even know her fucking first name still. Don't even give a fuck. The only thing I'm fighting for is my freedom of speech and my right to fucking have a panic attack on my own fucking grass. I mean, these people said I made, like, the gun motion with my finger. I can't even own a gun. Nor would I ever want to. So I'm saying that publicly here. I'd rather have someone shoot me before I own a gun. So, you know, there you have it. Maybe that's how I die. Because so many people want me dead. Because I'm, apparently I'm, nobody likes it. And it has nothing to do with you or anything. So, like, stop listening to my podcast if you're my stalker. If you're the one that called me sperm eyebrows and you're listening to this, then you're my stalker. What you accuse someone of doing, you are guilty of. I don't know when everybody else is going to pick up on that, but now courts allow witnesses and I'm done. Like, I have witnesses for everything. COVID's over. That was bullshit. We all know. Jig is up. Like, wake up. Stop being a pussy. And man up. There's barely any men left in this country because of fucking toxic masculinity. And now we barely can fucking save ourselves. The military has gone queer and proud. I remember when saying that you were queer was an insult. Now they wear it with a fucking badge. Like, okay, saying fag is bad, but saying queer isn't. See, I'm from a different time. Like, the both to me seem bad and like insults. So I personally don't use queer. And I wouldn't. And I wasn't saying it to be rude or anything because I love gay people. I mean, mostly gay people are my friends. That's sad but true. Because I make friends with people that, you know, are alone and are not understood. Did Jesus not make friends with prostitutes and tax collectors? And he didn't judge them. He didn't condemn them. He just loved them. That's all that we're to do. Love them. And hopefully, through the love that we show them, they'll realize that that's what the Bible gives you. Just open it up and start reading. And everything will start making sense. Eventually. But you have to be honest with yourself. Until then, it won't make sense. Because you're lying. That's why I couldn't be with a liar. Because it was, like, legit making me physically sick. Lying makes you physically sick. It makes you start throwing up. It, like, manifests itself. Like, ulcers and shit. Because you have to keep all that shit inside, and that's all toxic, too. It's just disgusting, like, okay, it's like the devil is gonna try to hurt you any way he can, and if he can't hurt you through any normal way, the way that always hurts you is through heartbreak, and I guess that's why I'm always, like, I was always so worried about being alone and being single, But since I'm being, since, no, I guess I'm talking about myself. Well, oh well, I'll start over. Because, whatever. I'm the new ghostie, regardless. Because the other one killed herself. That one had to die. Because for some reason, everyone wanted to kill her. So I have to turn into another person. No. Pretend nothing happened to me until I go to court and I have to fight for my right to party. I mean, they weren't even letting us sing when, how long ago? It wasn't legal to sing. So now when I go get stuff, I make sure to like sing in public because it feels like I'm breaking the law. But I'm not. I'm just fucking singing to myself because I can. I would start doing it now before you can't, because those Chinese robots, did you see them online? Sorry, I'm doing my hair, so. Yeah, well, the Chinese robots tell you, please refrain and ignore your soul. Stay inside. Do not sing. Ignore your soul. That's what they want. They want everybody to ignore their soul. They want soulless beings. I mean, there's so many NPCs. It's fucking sad. It's like, I had no idea. People are mostly followers. You have headphones, so I have headphones. Fucking idiot. Don't call me an idiot, bitch. I'm gonna call the police on you because your dog barked at me.
Okay.
Now you see why the helicopter came so low. I was able to see his eyes, and I wasn't even wearing my glasses. Why would I fucking lie about that, Jessica? Why wouldn't you give me your name? Why wouldn't they give me Todd's name either? Everything is very sus to me. It's like it was gonna be on the paper when I went to court. I was gonna figure it out. You see what I mean? This shit is not adding up. And everybody that I tell the story to, I don't tell it all. And here, clearly, they're like, oh, someone definitely paid the DA off. Oh, I'm like, oh, for sure. Because, you know, there's no, not, you know, political sides. It's just like an illusion. It's not really real. I was fighting school district corruption in 2014. And the CTA sent some cards and I wrote stuff because it was supposed to be anonymous, but I know it wasn't really anonymous. They were just trying to shut me up and scare me into it. That's what they've been trying to do for how long? And I told, I have my doctor, and you know, he knows because I have all the proof already through emails and everything. So if you think this COVID thing was about COVID, nope. It was mostly about the schools. It's sad, you know. But it's like, I don't understand why people have to die for the truth. It's like, everybody knows that it's corrupt, so just fix it. You know? Give me what I deserve, and then I'll be quiet. But what you guys are doing to me is, like, absurd. I mean, and most fucking demonic attacks are real. It's like, do they want to see the scratches to prove it? I'll send, like, the ghost of my dad to all my haters. Because the aliens are already here too, boo. But that's just the devil, too. It's all a fucking deception. And you guys are pretty much falling for it all. And all I've been doing this whole time is fucking trying to help people. But they want to make me out to be something that I'm not. So they're slandering my name, saying that I'm afraid and this and that, when it couldn't be further from the truth. I'm not afraid of the world ending. Maranatha, Maranatha, Maranatha.